Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, the roots on fire. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to a new week. It is Monday. The week is moving along, the month's moving along, the year, it's almost Christmas. It's Monday, October 2nd. The great news is, it's so rare I get to lead off the show with great news. I mean, there's 99% bad news in the world. They're taking over the country. They're pushing us towards civil war. They're pushing us towards anarchy. They're pushing us towards revolution. They're pushing us towards World War III. If those things don't work, there'll be another pandemic. The list is long. There'll be more BLM riots and anarchy in the streets. Who knows what's coming? But the U.S. Supreme Court has rejected the challenge to remove Donald Trump from the 2024 presidential ballot. There we go. Standing ovation. I don't even like the Supreme Court. I think they're rotten. I think they're traitors. I think they don't know what the word conservative means. And that's the conservatives on the Supreme Court, supposed conservatives. But even they know that you can't remove Donald Trump from the presidential ballot. Even they understand how crooked that would be, how history would treat them if you simply said he's not allowed to run for office because you don't like him, because the deep state doesn't like him, because the D.C. swamp doesn't like him, because the traitors in the Democrat Party don't like him. He's not allowed to be on the ballot. You don't have the choice of voting for Trump. Even the rotten to the core Supreme Court understands that you can't do that, that history would be unforgiving to them. No candidate's ever been removed from the ballot in the history of America for president of the United States. For what? For giving a speech that says, I believe the election was stolen? Did he say in the speech? Now, I want you to go down to Washington, to the Capitol, and I want you to murder everyone there. I want you to cut their heads off with a buzzsaw. I want you to stamp them to death and then pour fuel on them and set them on fire and laugh as Nancy Pelosi burns to death. Did he say any of that? No. Did anybody try and do any of that? Actually, no. The only people killed in the January 6th peaceful protest that they call a insurrection was a nice Air Force veteran who was pro-Trump, who got shot for no reason coming in a door when they were invited into the Capitol building, and a crazed policeman shot her dead. Why? She became the only unlucky person to ever be killed by a policeman at the Capitol. I have no idea. I have no idea. There was also a woman, was her name Boyland, who was beaten to death by the police, and many others were almost crushed to death when the police literally put everybody into a vise on a stairway and almost got them all killed, suffocated. So there was nobody that was killing congresspeople. No one was killing senators. Nobody was killing Democrats. Nobody was overthrowing the government. There was no insurrection. January 6th is a lie and a scam and a fraud. There were a million peaceful protesters there, maybe 2 million. The place was a mob scene. Millions of people came to show their support to President Trump, and most of them were mothers and veterans. Nice people. Nobody was involved in an insurrection. And Donald Trump didn't tell anyone to conduct an insurrection. And Donald Trump didn't tell anyone to hurt anyone or to kill anyone. You can't remove him from the ballot for believing an election was stolen, because I believe the exact same thing. And you can't remove me from a ballot or from this show or from life, because it's called an opinion in a country that allows free speech. And my opinion is, and everywhere I go, everyone agrees that the election was stolen. The average American agrees the election was rigged and stolen. stolen. And you can't stop people from believing what they believe and thinking what they think. So the U.S. Supreme Court rejects the challenge to remove Trump from the ballot. But, you know, let me read you my my tweet on that matter when I heard this news, because I can't say it any better than I said it in the tweet. Bravo, great news, glory, hallelujah. Democrats getting more and more desperate. Trump is a tank. He cannot be stopped. What's next? Mass arrests? Re-education camps? More BLM riots? A new pandemic? Push a civil war? Start World War III? Anything so Democrats can hold on to their power. So that's, you know, exactly what I think about this. And then the next topic of interest to me, along those same lines, by the way, yeah, Trump caused an insurrection. There was no insurrection. The FBI is the ones that were the planners of the January 6th, quote, insurrection. They're the ones that fomented rioting and violence. And here's the latest story. Now there is evidence the FBI planned the January 6th operation and planted documents days earlier that were later used against innocent Americans. They're called the 1776 Returns document. I've never even heard of it, by the way. It's now been discovered that the government itself was the author of the 1776 Returns document. A shocking development in the U.S. government's case against the Proud Boys. The 1776 Returns document is the title of a 9-page paper that outlined strategic plans for the takeover of U.S. government buildings on January 6th. It was confirmed in court that the FBI wrote the document and the FBI operative was the actual author of the document. The mysterious document was sent unsolicited to Proud Boy Chairman Enrico Tarrio's telegram right before January 6th by a love interest named Erica Flores. Flores testified to the January 6th committee that a government official was the author in entirety of the 1776 Returns document and that this FBI and CIA member asked her to share it with Tarrio. And then he was charged with seditious conspiracy, later found guilty, along with four other members of the Proud Boys, and was sentenced to 22 years in federal prison for planning a seditious conspiracy. But now we know it was the FBI that wrote the conspiracy out and sent it to him to entrap him. What kind of country do we live in? The government itself's the author of the most incriminating and damning document in the case, which was sent at government request to Proud Boy leader Enrique Tarrio prior to January 6th in order to frame him and implicate him in a government-created scheme to storm buildings around the Capitol. So there you go. There you have it. Trump did not incite an insurrection. There was no insurrection. But what slight insurrection there might have been thought about by the Proud Boys was actually just the government entrapping the Proud Boys. You know, let's think about this for a minute. A government agent comes up to a woman and says, "You don't really love your husband anymore, do you?" And she says, "No. We've heard through the grapevine, you don't love him. Do you want to kill him? Because I'll kill him for you if you give me $25,000. And then she says yes, and they put her in jail for the rest of her life. Isn't that called entrapment? She didn't go to them and say, "I want to kill my husband." They gave her the idea, and then they said they'd carry it out for her. Then they asked her for the money, and then, after convincing her to do it, she gave them the money, and then they arrest her. What do you think about that? I think it's disgusting. I think it's called entrapment. The government has no right to tell you, "Hey, how about we bomb that building?" And he spent weeks convincing you to bomb the building for whatever reason, and then you bomb the building, you go to jail for life. Wait a minute. The government was in on it. How could the government put you in jail when the government told you to bomb the building? The government talked you into bombing the building. The government gave you the materials to bomb the building. It's the government who's guilty of bombing the building and giving you the idea to bomb the building. And then we move on, and that was January 6th. It was all FBI agents and government informants in the crowd causing all the trouble and fomenting violence and whipping up the crowd and trying to turn a peaceful demonstration, which it was, with peaceful Trump people, good people, salt of the earth people, into a war zone. And then the third big news of the day is this disgraceful leftist communist judge. They have pictures of him laughing during the Trump hearing. And crazy Letitia James glares at Trump. Do you understand? I said this to you. I got this right, and I said it to you. days ago, I said that this judge is like going back to high school. And one guy is the handsome quarterback of the team, and he has a rich father, and he wears the nicest clothes, and he's got the most beautiful smile, and he's a handsome guy. He's the quarterback of the team, and he's got 12 cheerleaders on his arm, and he has 12 cheerleader orgies all the time. And the other guy is a nerd, an unattractive nerd who couldn't get a girl of his life dependent on, let alone the best-looking cheerleader in the school. Don't you think he's jealous? Don't you think he hates the rich guy? Don't you think he'd like to kill the quarterback? Now, thank God most nerds are nerds, so they don't kill anybody. They don't have a bone of violence in their body because, of course, they're little pale weaklings, and they'd get the crap kicked out of them if they tried to hurt a quarterback. Quarterback would kill them. So they don't do it, but they fantasize about it all the time. Well, now this unattractive nerd judge who never got laid in his life, never had a date in his life, probably never had a date in high school, but maybe in his whole life he's never had a date. He probably lives alone in a little apartment in New York City. A little rent-controlled apartment, and he's got a crappy little life, and people don't know who he is. You know, other than being a judge with a robot, and when he's in his courtroom, nobody gives him an ounce of respect in his life. And suddenly, him and Letitia James, who's never earned a dime in the real world, who's the Attorney General of New York, another government bureaucrat puppet, never in her life made 5 cents in the real world, they're in control over Donald Trump's life. Do you not see this? It's like high school if the nerds got revenge and they could destroy your life for being the quarterback with all the pretty girls in your arm, dating the gorgeous blonde cheerleader with a rich father. They hate you. They want to destroy you. They'd like to kill you. They'd love to put you in prison where you could have tons of gay rape. They'd love that. They'd love Trump to be in prison getting raped. They'd love it. This little unattractive judge loser who's been a loser his whole life, you can look at him and know in 1 minute he's a liberal leftist loser who lives in a small apartment in New York City, and he wants control over Trump's life, and he wants to see Trump suffer. I told you. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off. But you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription. Plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wayne on the route. I got an email here. It says, excellent rant on the Donald Trump judge. You nailed the judge to a T. Of course I did. Anybody can see what the deal is with these people. Not everybody can be Donald Trump. Wayne Root can't be Donald Trump. He was like one of the coolest, handsomest men that ever lived and a billionaire and dated every beautiful woman in the world. Every model, every actress, every beauty queen. And he bought Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago might be the first billion-dollar residential property in the United States, maybe in the world. I don't even know. Is there anywhere in the world someone has a billion-dollar residential property? I don't think you count the Taj Mahal of India as a residential property. You know, maybe in Saudi Arabia, there's something in Saudi Arabia that's $1 billion. I don't know. Not even there, I don't think. You know, all those beautiful mansions, palatial mansions in Saudi Arabia, there's like 5,000 of them because there's 5,000 princes. But not one of them is a $1 billion palace, I don't think. Maybe they're all $100 million palaces. But Mar-a-Lago is the first $1 billion one. So of course people are jealous of Donald Trump. Of course the guys who never got the pretty girl are jealous of Donald Trump. Of course the guys who never had a chance to be in the same room as Melania are jealous of Donald Trump. Of course anyone who's not worth billions of dollars is jealous of Trump. And on top of that, the guy has the most perfect children you've ever seen. You know, he's got four great kids, really, by all accounts, are great kids. So, I mean, he did everything right. And, of course, this judge is jealous of and hates him. And that doesn't include politics. Now, add in everyone I know in my whole life who's liberal, for the most part, they've all got derangement syndrome. Trump derangement syndrome, Root derangement syndrome, conservative derangement syndrome, capitalism derangement syndrome. They hate everything that we do. So, of course, they're going to go apoplectic and try and destroy Trump's life and get control over Trump and try and throw him in a prison cell. They'd like to stick him in a prison cell with like five MS-13 members with a machete, and he lops Trump's head off, and the judge would go, of course that's the way they think. They're sick in the head. That's what liberals are, sick in the head. So, of course I've got it to a T, because I've been around these people my whole life. You know, I'm Jewish. I was born and raised in New York. I went to Hollywood. I was in the TV business. Are you kidding me? I've been around liberal. Oh, I went to Columbia University. I've been around communist liberals my entire life. And I know what they think like, and they're deranged. They're deranged against Donald Trump, just like they were deranged against Ronald Reagan. But they never had this kind of vitriol and hate. You know, although I guess they did. You know, I've always told that story. I'm sure some of you have heard it. I haven't told it as much in the last few years when I've been on radio and TV. But I used to tell it to my friends all the time. And I've mentioned it before, that when I was in political science class at Columbia, kid ran in breathless. The doors, you know, he pushed the doors open and they banged open. And he said, "The president's been shot. They've assassinated Reagan." And the entire class gave a standing ovation. They were so happy they thought Reagan was dead. So maybe it hasn't even changed that much. They never openly said those things in those days. There was no internet and there was no social media, so the craziness couldn't come out like it does today, where everyone goes on social media and says, "Oh, I hope Trump dies a violent death. I hope someone cuts Trump's head off. I hate Trump. I hope someone kills Trump." While he's president, Secret Service never visited any of them. God forbid, as a conservative, you say something bad about Biden, they'll be at your door tomorrow with a SWAT team ready to kill you, shoot to kill. But the reality is they were vicious then, too, and they wanted Reagan dead. They would have been happy if he died. I think most of them are really happy that in his last 10 years he had Alzheimer's, didn't know where he was. They're, like, happy about that. See? That's what you get for being a conservative. They're sick people. But they've never been as sick and as mentally disturbed as today with Trump derangement syndrome. So, of course, this judge wants Trump to roll up in a ball and die in the corner because the judge had control over his life and Donald Trump's life ended in a bad way because a liberal judge ended it. Of course he thinks that way deep, deep down. Maybe even not so deep down. The way he was smiling today, I think it's clear he's showing it in public, for gosh sakes. The way no judge is allowed to do. You're not supposed to have any outward bias. Of course he's got bias. Of course he hates Trump. So they're trying to ruin Trump's life. I hope he wins and he destroys all of them. I'll think up new and interesting ways to destroy them all. Legal ways to destroy them all. All these communist traitors to the United States need to spend the rest of their lives in a jail cell in Guantanamo. Sponsor of our show is Score Blue. Only conservatives deserve Score Blue. It's the best ED pill of all time. We don't allow liberals to get the greatest ED pill of all time for only $5. It's from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low. $5 a pill rather than $90 for the original Viagra. So let the liberals pay $90, and they're all broke losers who rely on government welfare checks. Use the whole welfare check on your Viagra pill, you losers. But we give it to you for $5, and it's the best in the world. Best Viagra in the world, the lowest price in history. Go to scoreblue.com, enter the promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order. Scoreblue.com!
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is once again criticizing the judge overseeing his state civil fraud trial in New York. Outside the courtroom today, Trump said there's a definite agenda.
And this rogue judge, a Trump hater, the only one that hates Trump more is his
associate up there.
He labeled New York Attorney General Letitia James as a disgrace to our country. President Biden commemorates the Americans with Disabilities Act, a monumental piece of legislation enacted over 30 years ago. The historic law prohibits discrimination against individuals with disabilities in areas such as employment, transportation, and access to government services. Expect an alert on your cell phone this Wednesday at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phones. The federal government is conducting the test for its emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now the
roof, the roof, the roof, the roof's on fire. Go Get Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up, because here's your chance. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter of this year. Then they bought the most gold in the first half of this year. They must know what's coming. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. So many bad things on the way, whether it's World War III or another pandemic or just our financial Armageddon, massive stock market crash, a massive dollar crash that's obviously on the way, more interest rate hikes, World War III. All these things could make gold skyrocket. And again, I say could make gold skyrocket if they happen. But I believe we're headed for one or all of them. So tell Goldgate Capital Wayne Root sent you. Goldgate will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. I said $15,000 in free silver. So call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you toll free. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. They sell physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And when you say War, you get $15,000, up to $15,000 in free silver. That's an important thing to say, up to, depending on what you spend, for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Go to goldgatecapital.com, 855-770-GOLD. All right, speaking of gold, he's got the gold for you. Gold nuggets about the Obama family, the Obama crime family. Joel Gilbert is with us, investigative journalist, filmmaker, author and director of Michelle Obama 2024, her real-life story and plan for power. Get the DVD and the book at MichelleObama24.com. Joel Gilbert, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be back.
I know you continue to believe Michelle will be the nominee, and I've written columns about this since January. I do believe also that there's a good chance she could be the nominee, but I just, unlike you, I give it 50-50. I think it's 50% Michelle and 50% Gavin Newsom. I think they're both, you know, kind of neck and neck, nip and tuck for who will replace Joe Biden. Someone will replace Joe Biden. There's even a tiny chance it could be Kamala if they can't get rid of her. But I do agree with you that Michelle has a shot, a serious, serious shot at it. She just doesn't seem to want it. She's acting like someone who really doesn't want it. That probably means she does. I'm sure you're going to tell me, right?
Well, let me say a couple things. First of all, Gavin Newsom is relatively new to the national scene. He's well known in California as a failed governor. He's kind of a snarky guy, kind of like a younger Joe Biden. He's not very popular. He's hard to relate to. As I point out in my film and my book, I think Michelle has been preparing to run for president by copying exactly what Barack did to run for president. Barack had a voter registration organization called Project Vote. Michelle has something called When We All Vote, supported by the Soros gang. She got $26 million for this organization. Barack wrote two autobiographies. Michelle just came out with her second autobiography, Becoming and the Light We Carry. And also, Barack was the keynote speaker for John Kerry, introduced him in 2004. Sure enough, Michelle introduced Joe Biden at the 2020 Democrat convention. And you notice that they removed the first primary out of Iowa, where she would have had to campaign in 100 counties, to South Carolina for the first primary, where half the Democrat Party electorate for the primary are going to be black. And the convention is in Chicago, of all places, Michelle's hometown. So I think she has been interested, and she's kind of laying back. December 23rd of this year is the deadline to get on the primary ballots for most Democrat states. So I'm predicting that sometime in November, only a month or so away, we're going to see Michelle declare and probably Biden drop out for health or some other reason.
Right. So I still think that it's going to be Gavin Newsom in the middle of it, because guess what? If you're right, and I'm right, because in January I wrote, you know, Michelle Obama is about to replace Joe Biden. And then about 2 months ago I wrote, you know, get ready for five terms of Obama, because he's this, you know, Joe Biden's a brain dead puppet and this is Obama's third term. And if Michelle runs, that would be the fourth and fifth term. So, you know, you and I do agree there's a great chance she becomes the nominee. I just think they'll have Gavin in there somewhere. He'll be your vice president.
He could be vice president. Like, for instance, Pence was a governor, so that was good for Donald Trump because he had executive experience. Look where the Democrat Party is at. Donald Trump delivered so much for the black community. He delivered a robust economy, jobs, high wages, prison reform, school choice. And that threatened the Democrats' stranglehold on the black community. they need 90% grasp on the black voters. That's why when Biden got in, they appointed African-Americans to all these high-profile positions, like U.N. ambassador, press secretary, defense secretary, minority leader, head of the Joint Chiefs, and, of course, vice president. They're trying to give a message to black voters that's rather insulting. It's, we look like you, so you should vote for us. But they don't have their interests at heart, and Donald Trump showed that he does. So the Democrats have rejected white males. They're not interested. They got rid of Andrew Cuomo. There's really no place for them. They're going in the direction of what is generally un-American and absurd, like they did with this appointment of the
U.S. Senate. California U.S. Senate seat. Yeah.
Well, the new Senate seat is you have to fit this category of,
black lesbian.
The Supreme Court ruled it was illegal because it discriminates, but that's where they're at. So I think Michelle checks all the boxes.
Yeah, no, I get it. And, you know, I think the best argument that you make, you know, my gut always said that she may be, you know, the person that replaces Biden. But the argument that you make that puts it over the top when I see it is that they made sure the convention is in Chicago this year, or I should say next year. And why would it be in Chicago when you want it in a battleground state? You've already got Illinois. There's no reason in the world why you'd want your convention in Chicago. You already got Chicago and you already got Illinois. So the only possible reason could be a coordination of Michelle Obama. So that part absolutely is a convincer for me that you are, you know, right up there. I still don't think it's a done deal. I think she may not want it, and Gavin Newsom may grab it, because he definitely wants it. You must admit, he's desperate for it. He's like panting for it.
I think he wants it, but Michelle is actually a better politician than Barack. She's a better speaker. She comes across more authentic. Now, I wrote about today in American Thinker about Michelle's biggest vulnerabilities.
Read it this morning when I woke up. It was the first thing someone sent me. I read the whole thing. Yeah, brilliant stuff.
Yeah, what people don't know about her is she actually spent her time in Chicago doing white flight. Her and her brother ran away from schools. They refused to study with black people in their neighborhood. They went an hour and a half away to study with whites growing up. And Michelle exploited the black community on behalf of white liberals. White liberals couldn't hire white people to knock down and make 20,000 blacks homeless. So the mayor of Chicago hired Michelle to give away their land and knock down the projects, make 20,000 homeless. University of Chicago Medical Center hired Michelle to kick black people out of their emergency room and ship them back to the South Side, which was illegal. It was called patient dumping. So Michelle made millions of dollars being a front woman for these white liberals to deal with their problems with the black community. And Michelle doesn't talk about that very much. But I think if the black voters knew how much she exploited and abused the black community, that she would lose support.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I think the brainwashing is so severe that, you know, if you say anything bad about a black person, especially in Obama, they just immediately go, oh, you're a racist. Doesn't matter if it's true, Joel. It just doesn't matter.
What's funny is when Michelle grew up, she even talks about this. I got her on tape. It's in my film. When she was growing up, the kids would beat her up, and they'd call her an Oreo. It means you're black on the outside, but you're really white on the inside. And it was true. Michelle didn't have any black friends. Her hero growing up was Mary Tyler Moore. She watched the Brady Bunch. So she really is kind of this white girl who grew up in a black neighborhood but rejected it and ran away from it. And I think black voters are going to be aware of that, and Michelle's going to have a problem with the black community if she runs.
I think she not only, you know, desperately wanted to be white, but she desperately wanted to be Jewish, because everything I read in your article today indicates she went to Jewish, predominantly Jewish schools, Jewish neighborhoods, you know, South Shore of Chicago, Jewish, predominantly Jewish, not the South Side of Chicago. She wasn't raised there. She was really raised on the South Shore, or is it the North Shore?
Well, it's very, very Jewish. South Shore it's a community on Lake Michigan, a very affluent community. Now, she falsely claims all these years she's from the South Side of Chicago because it sounds more romantic in her.
She's from the South Shore, not the South Side, right?
She says, I'm from the South Side of Chicago. There's nothing else you need to know about me. Well, she's not from the South Side, and there's a hell of a lot we need to know about her. And I think in my film I showed that, and I think she's extremely political. Her father was a precinct captain working for the white liberals, trying to get black people to vote for them. So she really has a whole family history of manipulating the black community. Even when Barack ran for president, people didn't think he was black. Black voters weren't supporting him. It was the white liberals and Democrats, oh, we'd love to have a black president. But the blacks didn't think he was black. He's a mixed-race family. He grew up in Hawaii with white grandparents. It was Michelle that really worked on the black community to get the black vote out for him. But Michelle, ironically, has the same problem. She's very insecure about her relationship with the black community, and that's why you see her making up all these phony stories of having suffered racial discrimination. She's trying to make them think, well, I'm just one of these ordinary black folks just like you. Well,
and phony accents, right? Phony accents, yes.
Right. Oh, she she'd be put in jail for a hate crime, the way she puts on this phony urban accent when she's talking to a black audience. It's very insulting. So, yeah, if you watch the movie or the film, you can see it on Salem Now or Amazon Prime Video, and you really learn about the real Michelle Obama. It's the first critical biography ever made, and I think November's going to be a very interesting month. We're going to see some changes.
And how, by the way, let me suggest, you keep believing it's going to be Michelle, and I keep saying it might be Michelle, it might be Gavin, or it could be Michelle on top, Gavin on the bottom. What if it was Gavin on top and Michelle is VP? Why would that be? That's not insulting. She might do that because VP has a very easy life, and she doesn't have to be political, and she doesn't have to do much except wave to people and go to fun events.
You have to understand who she is. First of all, she has 100 million followers on social media. She's a political animal. She's been giving speeches. She's lived in the White House. She's met 100 world leaders. She's the most popular person in the country, if not the entire world. Gavin Newsom doesn't hold a candle to her popularity and the enthusiasm amongst women, minority groups, for Michelle Obama. Newsom doesn't have the following, and it's not who Michelle is. Michelle is a real leader. She's a great speaker, and she can command an audience. I mean, I was at her event here in Los Angeles when Oprah interviewed her. It's actually on Netflix right now. You can see it. And there were 3,000 people lined up 2 hours early. I mean, it's like a campaign event. Michelle,
hey, Joe, we're headed out. We got to go. The music is on. I it's amazing. I don't think I live in a bubble, and yet I know nothing about any of this. I have no idea Michelle had 100 million followers. I see her as like a hack. I can't even believe she's that popular. Wow. Joel Gilbert, check out MichelleObama24.com. Thanks, Joel.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I've got great news and bad news. The bad news is we're all vaccinated now. 70% or more of Americans took the COVID vax. Your friends, coworkers, maybe even your spouse and parents. And we all know from doctors and scientific literature, they may be shedding spike proteins onto you, which means whether you took the jab or not, we've all been contaminated. Now they're putting mRNA in our food. We're all vaxxed now. The great news is there is a solution. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. No-covidium helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them forever. Naturally, it turns your body into a spike protein eating machine like Pac-Man. Here's a special offer only for my fans. With promo code WAR, you get 2 bottles of no-covidium for the price of 1. Pay for 1 bottle and get the second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Use the promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The roots on fire. Coming to you from the house the Root built. Hey, by the way, I want to let everyone know, whatever way you want to phrase it, I wanted to make sure you all knew that I was the opening speaker for Vivek Ramaswamy yesterday. And for those who have doubts about them, I know there's a lot of you have doubts. Oh, you've all heard misinformation. Oh, he's a Soros guy. Listen to Soros guy. He went to law school, and Paul Soros, what's his name? Is it George Soros? All of a sudden his name flops out of my head. Soros' brother, Paul, was giving scholarships, and he took one. So what? If you'd offered me a scholarship 40 years ago when I was a kid, I would take anybody's money. Couldn't care less. And then they're like, oh, he's a World Economic Forum guy. He's a Klaus Schwab guy. No, he's not. Klaus Schwab honors people all the time, really smart young people who come out of, like, Harvard and Yale and Princeton and Columbia. And you don't have any saying whether he honors you or not. If he happens to like Wayne Root, he names you the Wayne Root as one of the great new young people on the planet. That doesn't mean you're a Soros guy or a Klaus Schwab guy or a WEF guy. It just means you got honored. Very few people turn the honor down if you get honored as one of the greatest young citizens of the future of America. So he took it, right? He got it. It's so ridiculous how people get these stories wrong. This guy gave a speech yesterday, Vivek, that was so fantastic. It was like one of the great speeches you've ever heard in your life. And he did it all without any notes, just like Trump does it, with no lectern and no notes of any kind, no teleprompter of any kind. Off the top of his head, he just talked for like 30, 40 minutes and gave this incredible speech about what he believes in. And it's all the same things I believe in and the same things you believe in. Except he is first of all, he's worth almost $1 billion. So he's 38 years old, worth almost $1 billion. So obviously great businessman, great American, great capitalist. Very talented guy, very articulate guy, very smart guy. I keep arguing, and I said this when I introduced him, And it's very rare. You never see a political event where someone introduces someone and says, I think Trump should name him their vice president. He wasn't happy about that. Believe me, his staff wasn't happy about that. But I gave a Trump speech and said, this guy is so great that he should be Trump's vice president. And then he'd be the president in waiting. And then in 2028, he'd basically be the president of the United States. He'd have it all laid out for him. He's the future of the Republican Party. You can't get more complimentary than that. I really do like the guy. But I don't think he was happy that I introduced him at his political rally as the vice president for Trump. But come on, get real. Get real. Do you think he's, you know, the latest poll shows Trump's up by 51 points over Ron DeSantis. 51 points. I think Trump has 60-something. DeSantis has like 12. And Vivek Ramaswamy has 7. He's not going to win. I introduced him because I like him and I think he's great. And I think he's the future of the party and I think he could be a president one day. But I think he'd make a great vice president right now. So how could he possibly be upset that I introduced him and said he'd make a great vice president for Donald Trump right now? I was the introducer at the rally, and that's what I said. I've got balls, man. And the crowd loved it. They ate it up. And you should see after the event, every person, the whole room came up to me and said, number one, they all said, oh, my God, you know, great introduction. You said everything we were thinking. Wouldn't he make a great vice president for Trump? We're not here to support him for president. We're for Trump. We came to see what he was about. Now we're convinced you're right, Wayne. He would make a great vice president for Trump. So everybody in the room agreed with me. And second of all, quite a few people made another interesting comment that, you know, Ramaswamy is a great talker, but he needs, you know, gives great speeches, brilliant guy, but he needs some seasoning. He's going to need 4 years under Trump before he can be the guy you'd say should be president of the United States. So I think everything I did was perfect, absolutely perfect, because that's what I see him in. And think of what he could do for Trump. He supercharges Trump's ticket. Trump wins because Ramaswamy gets the youth vote. Not all of it, not 80% of it, not even 51%. Maybe gets it up to 45%. And right now we're getting 25% of the young people. All of a sudden we get 45. That's it. You ice the election. That's what he offers Trump. He is perfect as Trump's VP because a VP usually gets you nothing. I don't think Mike Pence got Trump 5 votes. He didn't even get Trump a state because we automatically, Republicans, win Indiana. But I do think that Ramaswamy could win Trump the election by getting young voters. And literally, my wife Cindy spoke to some friends last night after the event, and all of them said their children are young Republicans in college, and their children love Vivek. Love him. So I really do believe young people would flock to the GOP for the first time because of the energy and the youth that Ramaswamy brings to the ticket. So I hope I convinced people of the right thing. I think I did. I think I did. I stood at a man's rally and convinced them he's a great man who could be president one day. But in the meantime, I think he could be vice president right now. And I know that the audience loved what I said. AmioLife.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies is AmioLife. AmioLife joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, silver mouthwash all day, silver gel in my face each night, silver lozenges all throughout the show. They are my go-to company, and they're offering a 50% discount when you say Route 50. Go to AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com, type in Route 50, or call 800-422-8148 and say Route 50, 800-422-8148. Say Route 50 and get 50% off. Get that alkaline structured silver solution. It's really made a big difference in my life.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.